Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson and she is the Cass County Extension Program Coordinator. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, I know that some people know that you're pretty busy because of Cass County Fair, but hey, other things go on too, and so we want to start with some of those other things. We need to talk about Master Gardeners.
Yes, our Master Gardeners are very, very busy across the county all summer long, well, all year long, but especially through the growing season in the summer. And we have an opportunity coming up this fall to join the Master Gardener group if you're interested.
And those classes don't happen every year in every location, so I think we chose not to do one last year, but now it's happening again in Cass County, so kind of when and how and some of those details, Kate.
Yes, absolutely. So in Cass County, we usually offer the class every other year. It is offered across the state somewhere every fall. Here we usually fill a class about every other year, so we offer it, and this fall we are offering it again. We are doing it a little differently this year. Actually, there's a couple things special about this year. First of all, this year is the 40th anniversary of Master Gardeners in the state of Iowa, so if you want to be in the 40th anniversary class, there's your incentive right there.
Yeah, and I haven't been in it 40 years. Some days it feels like it, but it's a great opportunity for people who love plants and love people.
Yes, and the Master Gardeners, so as you would guess, have been in Iowa. They actually started over in the eastern side of Iowa in 1979, so this is why we're celebrating 40 years. But actually here in Cass County, we've had Master Gardeners since the early 80s, so Cass County has a very long, rich history of the Master Gardener program here in our county.
So, Kate, what are the questions that people have when they kind of hear, well, there's another class, or what's this about Master Gardeners? What are the questions you get?
People want to know, what does it take to become a Master Gardener is the big question. So there's actually two answers to that question. The first part of what it takes to become a Master Gardener is attend the training, and it is a pretty intensive training. It's about 40 hours, give or take, of education over a couple different months. There's a lot of hands-on information. There's a lot of classroom-style information. And then the second half of that answer is, what does it take to maintain your status as a Master Gardener? Master Gardeners are trained volunteers that give back to their communities. So to remain an active Master Gardener, you have to volunteer about 20 hours of service every year.
And that sounds like a lot initially. I know some people go 20 hours, but when you put that over a year, I tell you what, 20 hours piles up pretty quickly. Again, because I think most people love what they're doing and helping people, so helping their communities. So with those 40 hours of class, there is a fee.
Yes, there is a fee. For the 40 hours of class, the fee for the training is $195. And that does sound a little high, but with all of that, again, you get those 40 hours of class, you get all the materials. It also pays for your day at Iowa State University, hands-on with all the professors up there. All of the Master Gardener classes are taught by ISU professors. So if you look at $195 for 40 hours of education from university-level professors, it's a pretty good deal.
And I'm not sure we want to give this alternative, but I think I read, if you want to take the class but not do the hours and be a real Master Gardener, you could pay the full fee.
You can. So they call that the pro hort training. So if you just want to complete the classes and have no obligation to do any volunteering or give any time back to your community, you can go through the class as a pro hort trainee. And the fee for that's about $550. So if you look at that discount you get for volunteering your 40 hours after the training, that's kind of where we put the value on those hours.
And about what dates are we talking about here? Because I know you're wanting people to think about it and pretty soon get signed up. So about when will that be?
Yep. So the class will start in September, probably about the second week of September. We'll be meeting on Tuesday evenings usually. We are doing something a little bit different here. That's the other thing that I mentioned that's kind of new and exciting this year. They're offering this as a flipped classroom, which basically means that you will have the opportunity to watch a lot of the instructional videos on your own, and then when we meet as a class, we'll be doing hands-on activities, so either hands-on learning activities in the classroom or We will actually try and travel to several places around Cass County and do tours and meet with experts and resources around the county. So it'll be a lot more hands-on in the classroom piece this year.
Okay, very interesting. If people want to check in on this, I'm guessing this information is on the Cass County Extension website.
Yes. So on the Cass County Extension website right now, it just says information on upcoming Master Gardener events, webinars, and fall classes. So there's a link. Registration for the classes is online. The nice thing about that is if you register for the class online, it automatically enters you into our Master Gardener volunteer registration system. So the piece of that is then you have an account already created, and that same account is where you track all of your volunteer hours. So you'll already set up an account when you register as a trainee. If you would rather not do that or don't have access to a computer, you can certainly stop by the office or give us a call. We'll be happy to help you get signed up. So right now you just go in, create an account, and get registered. And then once we get our final schedule with all those tours and stuff lined up, we'll be sending out information on how to get paid for that class, the final schedule of when those trainings will be, and we'll also send you information on getting those payments in. Something else, just FYI, we do background screen all of our Master Gardeners. So when we send you the final registration confirmation, we will send you some background screening information. Because our Master Gardeners volunteer across the county, we do require that they be background screened.
Okay, so be thinking about this, folks. If you're at all interested, you still have time. It's September is kind of when you need to register before the end of September. But you need to think about it. And kind of after school starts, maybe that's a time to kind of be thinking about, are you going to enroll and get in on the Master Gardener training? So there's a couple other things we want to mention, Kate, that are happening just after County Fair.
Yes, so immediately after County Fair, if you didn't get enough of being on the fairgrounds, we're actually using our amazing Cass County Fair food stand as the site for a jam and dehydrating workshop. So if you've always wondered a little bit about how to do food preservation, this is a 4-hour hands-on workshop. We'll be making jam and learning how to dehydrate food. And because it's a hands-on workshop, you will go home with some fresh-made jam. So very hands-on, very good information. Our regional nutrition and wellness specialist, Barb Fuller, teaches that. There is a $35 fee for that class. It's on Saturday, August 3rd. So literally the Saturday right after fair wraps up, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on the fairgrounds in the food stand kitchen. And you can register by calling our office, or there is a link on our website to go in and register and get signed up for that jam and dehydrating workshop.
Okay, don't put off thinking about this one. Think about it now and get that registration done, because it's coming really, really fast. I think there was another item we wanted to mention that was coming up soon after fair.
Yes, so our farmland leasing meetings. We did not do one last year. We were kind of in a transition period with our farm management specialists. We have a new farm management specialist hired for this area of the state. Patrick Hadding has been with us since early in 2019, and he is kicking off his tour of 9 farmland leasing meetings here in Atlantic. That is exactly a week after fair ends on Wednesday, August 7th. That'll be here at the Cass County Community Center at 6:30 p.m. So if you are interested in attending the farmland leasing meeting, we always have great attendance at this meeting. We'll talk about ownership, cover crop research, cash rental rates, determining fair rental rates, the different legal aspects of farmland leases, and then updates from farm bills, and just generally how different things are coming together across the state to impact leases and rates and things like that. So there is a $20 fee for that book, or for that class. It comes with the big farmland leasing book that everybody likes. If you do want to register as a couple or a pair from the same organization, the fee is $30, and then you can share a book.
Okay, so get that done, because that's coming right up. And we just have a minute here. We've mentioned fair for a couple of times, the Cass County Fair. Maybe somebody doesn't know when it's happening. Let's give them the dates.
Absolutely. The Cass County Fair runs this year from July 24th through the 30th. We kick off next Wednesday, the 24th, with all of our static exhibits coming on the grounds, and then our food sale at 10 a.m. to kick off the fair if you want to come to that. And then we end on the 30th, which is a Tuesday, with our livestock sale. So lots of great events going on in between there. You can stop by our office, you can give us a call, or you can visit our website or our Facebook page for a full schedule of all of those events going on at the Cass County Fair.
Thank you very much, Kate Olson with the Cass County Extension and Outreach. And until next time, here's something to think about. You know, fair is hot, weather is hot. We're supposed to stay hydrated. So here's kind of a silly thing to think about. Do Lipton Tea employees take coffee breaks?